former inmates seeking compensation from the state. The filings are the first under a new law that lets exonerees apply to courts for certificates of innocence that would allow them to receive compensation without waiting for a pardon from Governor Blagojevich. Attorneys with the Northwestern University School of Law's Loom Legal Clinic filed the petitions today. The Illinois General Assembly overrode Blagojevich's veto of the legislation, making it law in September. The governor has been criticized for a backlog of hundreds of pardon petitions. Karen Daniels, an assistant law professor at Northwestern, says the new law won't replace pardons but offers exonerees another way to receive compensation. A lawyer for Indiana Republicans says courts might eventually throw out disputed absentee votes in heavily Democratic Lake County. Republican attorney David Brooks says Indiana election law is stringent on the matter of counting disputed absentee ballots, and it's irresponsible for Democrats to open the early voting sites before the courts determine whether they are legal. But Democratic leaders are accusing Republicans of dirty tricks aimed at suppressing votes. They say fears over possible vote fraud in the northwestern Indiana county are unfounded, even though Lake County has a long history of political corruption. A judge sided with labor unions and Lake County's election board in ordering satellite in-person absentee voting centers open in Gary, Hammond, and East Chicago. Now Indiana's Supreme Court has to appoint a special judge to decide the case. An organization that encourages study of free markets and principles of Western civilization says moving off the University of Illinois campus won't discourage its mission. The Academy on Capitalism and Limited Government Fund holds its second conference tomorrow, just days after agreeing to operate independently from the U of I. Faculty had raised concerns that its structure might restrict topics to those with a certain point of view, creating an undue conservative political influence. But acting executive director Tom O'Loughlin says the new relationship is simply a matter of changing administrative language as it sets up a fund to handle donor grants within the U of I Foundation. He says the Academy's primary allegiance lies with the Urbana campus.
And I think most of our donors share that view. So the donor gifts, donor grants, would be made first and foremost with donor intent in mind, and then hopefully the school would feel that this research, this curriculum modification, this curriculum addition would be a welcome addition.
O'Loughlin says in a worst-case scenario, family members or Chancellor Richard Herman can reject any donation if they felt the funds would be unsuitable for research. O'Loughlin says the Academy could then opt to direct its funds to another campus, but adds that's merely speculation at this point. The Academy plans to relocate to the U of I's Research Park. Its second annual conference is tomorrow at the new Hotel and Conference Center. The keynote speaker is Carl Schramm, the president and CEO of the Kauffman Foundation. It begins at 1 tomorrow. More information is available online at academyoncapitalism.org. Barack Obama's wife says his election would put someone who understands the struggles of average Americans in the White House. Speaking in Fort Wayne today, Michelle Obama told about 1,000 people at the Grand Wayne Convention Center that she and her husband had large student loan debts after attending college. She said she believed the economic policies of the Bush administration had threatened the country's middle class. The Fort Wayne appearance was Michelle Obama's second stop in Indiana during the fall campaign. Her husband has made 6 Indiana stops since mid-July. Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is scheduled to speak at a rally Friday in Noblesville. It's 5:33.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe, offering breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and lunches from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and catering. Bevere Cafe is student-operated on the second floor of Bevere Hall, corner of Gregory and Goodwin, Urbana.
And now here's Mike Solo with a look at weather.
Thanks, Jeff. It's 69 degrees on Friends Plaza. We have heavy rain in the Champaign-Urbana area, and it stretches to the south and west, just to the south of Monticello, all the way back to Long Creek. That's just east of Decatur. Now, the movement of the individual cells to the east-northeast and the whole weather system is pushing to the east. So things are starting to dry up already in far west central and in northwestern Illinois, and things are just getting going across portions of north central Indiana. And through the evening hours, central and southern Indiana, southeastern Illinois will continue to see heavier rain. Although, again, this little stretch from Champaign-Urbana to around the Decatur area is putting down some significant precipitation right now. The only lightning detected in the last half hour has been in far southwestern Illinois, and more lightning west of the Mississippi River and the Boot Heel of Missouri. So, again, it looks like southern sections of the two-state area in line for more thunder and lightning, and the rain ending to the west and to the north. For Champaign-Urbana, cloudy, cooler showers. Still possible that we could see an isolated thunderstorm, but Once we get through this heavier rain, it looks like the chances for the thunder will die down while we'll still have some scattered pockets of rain moving through. A low tonight of 47 degrees, which is just a few degrees above the average low for this time of year. Mostly sunny and a high of 63 tomorrow and a north wind at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 40. Slight chance of a passing shower on Friday, the high 58, and then scattered frost possible Friday night, Saturday morning, the low 38. Saturday sunshine, a high of 62. It's 69 degrees. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blah.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This November, Democrats are hoping to add to their majority in Congress. We're going to hear now about two races where Republicans are in danger of losing their seats. First, to North Carolina, where Elizabeth Dole is in her first bid for re-election. She holds the seat that belonged to Republican Jesse Helms for 30 years. Some polls show Dole trailing her challenger, State Senator Kay Hagan. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went